I remember my brother Harry Bannett, so I'll say good morning. Thank you. I want to look at this morning the creator and his creation. And we'll read from John chapter 1, John's Gospel chapter 1. It's interesting, we were singing there, the wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, or overcame it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many received him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me, is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then art thou, Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining, on him the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And if we turn to John chapter 16 and verse 12. John chapter 16, verse 12, and it is the Lord speaking. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye canst hear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. And verse 28, I come forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And turn to chapter 17 and verse 1. Chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And verse 28, or verse 20, neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. It's a lengthy reading this morning, but in these verses that we have read this morning, we see revealed to us the eternal triune Godhead. Eternal God the Father, Eternal God the Son, Eternal God the Holy Spirit. And we see that God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Word of God and the Creator, and that He made all things and that without Him was not anything made that was made. And we ask the question, but how did the Lord create all things? How were all things made by Him? Hebrews 11 and 3 reveals the answer, which reads, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God spake, and all things came into being. Isaiah 45 and verse 15 reads, for this saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He have established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. The Lord created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. The word vain means a desolation, a desert without form, so that when the Lord spoke and the world came into being, it was created a place to be inhabited and not without form and void. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He have appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Here we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Creator of heaven and earth, upholds all things by the word of His power, or by the power of His Word. Not only did the Word of God create all things, but the Word of God also keeps all things by the word of His power. This whole universe is kept in motion by the Word of God. Psalm 104 and verse 23 reads, man goeth forth unto his work, unto his labour, until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works in wisdom! Hast thou made them all? The earth is full of thy riches. So is the great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather, thou openest thy hand, they are all filled with good. And Psalm 145, verse 15 reads, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 reads, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. In these verses we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son, the Word of God, Creator of heaven and earth, not only upholds all things by the word of His power, but He sustains all that are living. The Lord opens His hand and all are sustained. And the Lord is no respecter of persons, as the Lord sustains the unjust as well as the just, for all are sustained. The Lord opens his hand and all are sustained. We read Matthew 5 and 45, but if we also read verse 43 and 44, and it is the Lord speaking, "Ye have heard that hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbour and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? For if ye greet your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the lost so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Here we see the Lord challenges this morning to love our enemies and to bless them that curse us and to do good to them that hate us and to pray for them which despitefully use us and who persecute us, that we may prove ourselves to be children of our Father which is in heaven. It's not easy. Sure it's not. But we must be obedient to the word of God, as Samuel told King Saul that the Lord requires obedience rather than sacrifice. And remember what Paul told the Philippians in Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." And as Bert says, "I can do all things through Christ who keeps on pouring his strength through me." What a challenge to us this morning. In John chapter 1 verse 4 we read, "In him the Lord Jesus Christ was life, and the life was the light of man." And in John chapter 8 verse 12 we read, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And 2 Timothy verse 1 and 18, which reads, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death, and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles." And in these verses, we see that the preaching of the gospel brings light to all them that hear the gospel message, and eternal life to all them that obey the gospel message. As we read in John chapter 1, verse 11, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2 and 21. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Here we see that the children of God are born of God. And in John chapter 3, verse 3, we read the Lord speaking to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." And Romans 8 and 14 reads, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And in John chapter 3, verse 14, we read, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The gospel message is simple. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And the reasoning is simple. Also, who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is saved because he is not condemned. And whosoever believes not the Lord Jesus Christ is condemned already because of their unbelief. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world, but men love darkness and their sin and won't come to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. But they that believe the Lord Jesus Christ cometh to the light, that their sin should be forgiven, as we read in John chapter 1 and verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And Romans 3 and verse 23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Psalm 51 verse 5, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And in 1 John 1 and 9, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Romans 5 and 1, Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In these verses, we see that we are all sinners, and that we all sin because we have been born sinners, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and that whosoever believes in him will be born again of the Spirit of God, and that the Spirit of God will witness with their spirit that they are a child of God. They will receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. They will know their sins forgiven and have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Mark chapter 16 verse 15 we read the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he commands all believers, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that is why we are here this morning. But you may say, we came here this morning to remember the Lord in his own appointed way, to partake of the bread and the wine in remembrance of him. As according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, And the Lord took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And in 1 Corinthians 11 and 23 we read, we read the Lord Jesus, the same night on which he was betrayed, and when the Lord had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also he took the cup which he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Yes, we came here this morning to remember the Lord in his own appointed way. But also in verse 26, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." And this word "show" means to proclaim, to preach, to teach. And so we see that in our act of remembrance this morning, by our witness to others, we are preaching the gospel. And we proclaim that we believe in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." And the word "comfort," I remember Derek Bingham telling about this word "comfort." And Derek said that there is a tapestry depicting the Battle of Hastings, and William, Duke of Normandy, is riding on a horse behind his troops, prodding them in their backs with his spear, encouraging them to go forward into battle. And the title of this tapestry reads, "King William Comforts His Troops." Yeah. And so in comforting one another in the fact of the Lord's return, we are encouraging one another to go forward in our faith, because as David said to Goliath, the battle is the Lord's. Yeah. In partaking of the emblems this morning, we preach that we believe in the Lord's return to the earth. And in Acts chapter 1 verse 9 we read, "And when he," the Lord Jesus Christ, "had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, 'Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.' Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And Revelation 19 and 11, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes are as flame as fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. But the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And 20 verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. In these verses, we see in these verses that as we remembered the Lord this morning in his own appointed way, that by partaking of the bread and the wine, that we proclaim the Lord's return to the earth for his church, and that we proclaim the Lord's return to the Mount of Olives at the Battle of Armageddon to defeat his enemies and to rule in righteousness from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20 states, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. If we sing a verse and chorus of 522, the first verse and chorus. After which, if Bert would close the meeting in prayer. Jesus is coming, sing the glad word, coming for those he redeemed by his blood, coming to reign as the glorified Lord. Jesus is coming again.
Jesus is coming, sing the glad word, coming for those he redeemed by his blood, coming to reign as the glorified Lord. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming, is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Shout the glad tidings o'er mountains and plain. Jesus is coming again.
First and chorus.
Oh, sorry.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, King, honor, and glory for our years of help, despite thy precious word.
Amen.
Concerning the personal work of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank and praise thy name, Lord, thy word tells the word of its place and God amongst us.
Amen.
We praise thy name, God manifest in flesh, Lord. Yes, thou callest him Jesus, that he shall save his people from their sins. As the prophet said, the things we call Emmanuel, which be my interpretation, God with us, and we praise thy name for that. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the creator and sustainer of all universe, thy word tells us quite plainly and simply, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth out of absolutely nothing, non-existent material, and the earth became without form, void, and darkness upon the face of the deep.
Yes.
Cursed indeed. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. Mm-hmm. And there was light. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So therefore we see in the very first verse of the Bible, God's great message of salvation proclaimed. Generation, God created. Degeneration, sin entered in, forsaken himself. Then we have regeneration. This whole world was born again, recreated by the word of God and by the Spirit of God. We thank the Lord for that. My word makes it very plain of us who are born again of the Spirit of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things become new.
Yes,
a new creation. We come to the Lord Jesus Christ and his creation. He starts with nothing. All things were made by him, my word tells him. Without him is nothing made that was made out of absolutely knowledge, just material from his own. And therefore he started with nothing with us, because we had nothing to bring for salvation.
Praise the Lord.
Just faith, simple faith of the one who could save us to the very uttermost. A new creation, regeneration. Old things are passed away. Emancipation set free from slavery to sin to Satan. All things becoming new. Illumination for walking in the light of the Lord, growing in grace and knowledge of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. All because of our precious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom our brother spoke so much about this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes.
And all things he was for the preeminence, and this assembly he had all things, the absolute preeminence, and we praise thy name for that, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for saving us and the only one Savior. Our precious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, nobody else. He himself can say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we believe that, and thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes.
So thank you for the blessings this morning from thy word, Lord.
Amen.
Undertake for us, Lord, tonight, and God for also, Lord.
Yes.
We take us to our homes and safety, we pray, Lord. We give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for every single thing. And our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, precious, blessed and wondrous name, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Bert.